the music makers, and I never worry because I know she comes all the way from Hollywood to play the prelude music for us and to be where she's needed, to sing for us. And we think it's wonderful. Let's thank her again. Isn't it a beautiful evening? Cool, no rain, no bugs. And if you have bugs, I have a fly fanner up here, and you can just borrow it and fan them right off. We are ready for Archie and Annie Lee, except that Annie Lee had to put the baby to bed, and we decided it was a little cool to have him out. So I expect Archie's going to sing for us all by himself. Come on, Archie.
This instrument, I better tell you before we start, is a dulcimer or a dulcimer. We call them back up in the mountains where I came from. And this one's been in my family for 140 years now, at least, and is perhaps older than that. We have a record going back to 1817. Very unusual instrument. I think the settlers came over from Scotland and... They try to duplicate the bagpipes with a stringed instrument. You get that effect from the sound of this instrument. I'll try to sing for you now one of the songs that Ann and I sang together this afternoon. An old question and answer song, as we call them. Soldier, soldier, will you marry me? You picture man singing one part and girl the other. Oh, soldier, soldier, will you marry me? Will you musket, fife, and drum? Oh, no, pretty maiden, I cannot marry you, for I have no suit to put on. Then away she ran to the tailor's shop just as fast as she could run. She got him a suit of the very best kind, and the soldier put it on. Now, soldier, soldier, will you marry me? Will you musket, fife, and drum? Oh, no, pretty maiden, I cannot marry you, I have no shoes to put on. So away she ran to the shoemaker's shop just as fast as she could run. She got him a pair of the very best boots, and the soldier put them on. Now, soldier, soldier, will you marry me? With your musket, fife, and drum? Oh, no, pretty maiden, I cannot marry you, I have no hat to put on. So away she ran to the hatter's shop just as fast as she could run. She got him a hat of the very best kind, and the soldier put it on. Now, soldier, soldier, will you marry me? With your musket, fife, and drum? Oh, no, pretty maiden, I cannot marry you, I have no shirt to put on. So away she ran to the shirt maker shop just as fast as she could run. She got him a shirt of the very best kind, and the soldier put it on. Now, soldier, soldier, will you marry me? With your musket, fife, and drum? Oh, no, pretty maiden, I cannot marry you, I've a wife and baby at home. You have to watch out for these soldiers, you know. They're kind of tricky. That song, I think, dates back to Revolutionary days, something like that. And it's a favorite game song done like a game, actually, a parlor game, you might say. Good way for a boy and girl to get acquainted, singing these songs, boy take one part and the girl the other. Now I'd like to do a song for you that, well, you hear it played as an old-time breakdown, as a square dance piece, and you also hear it sung occasionally, and what I call a shout song. One person would sing a verse, and then everybody present would join in on the chorus. This one is a song that the old wagon drivers and such characters used to sing a lot. This particular version I call my wagoner's version of Old Joe Clark. Sixteen horses in my team, the leaders all are blind. Every time the sun goes down, there's a pretty gal on my mind. Oh, fare you well, old Joe Clark, goodbye, Betty Brown. Fare you well, old Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town. Oh, she clumb up the white oak tree and I clumb up the gum. I never seen a pretty little gal, but what I loved her some. Oh, fare you well, old Joe Clark, goodbye, Betty Brown. Fare you well, old Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town. Wish I was in Tennessee, sitting in a big armchair. One arm around my cider jug and the other one around my dear. Oh, fare you well, old Joe Clark, goodbye, Betty Brown. Fare you well, old Joe Clark, I'm gonna leave this town.
And here come the Paris Island promenaders. I'd find it very helpful if the groups would report to us as they arrive. I'd like to know if Stafford Cowart's here, if the Fun and Frolic Club is here.
We would like to present some English dances. This first one is an English Morris dance called Lads a Bunchin'. This particular dance is a traditional dance. It's done by fishermen in hopes that they would get a very good catch. It's a rather old dance. It was first described many, many centuries ago by Cecil Sharp, one of the great English, by Playford, one of the great English dance collectors. This is a long stick dance called Lads a Bunchin'. It's a strange thing, but we haven't had any fractured skulls from that particular dance yet. This next dance that we'd like to present is an English country dance. Many, many years ago, the English country dances, of course, were quite traditional. They're still done in some parts of England on festivities and so forth. This particular dance, Sellinger's Round, has an alternate name, as many of the English dances do. And our last dance is Roughty Tufty. This particular dance is done with two couples
facing. And my petticoat died.
I'll sit down too. I can do as well as she did. Around the last part of the 19th century, they had a little trouble over in Ireland. The potato crop failed, and it seemed everybody worked on the potato crop, and they were all out of work. So a lot of them came over here, and they...
For the time you was up in the sky, and drill ye terriers, drill. Drill ye terriers, drill. You work all day for the sugar in your tay, down behind the railway, and drill ye terriers, drill, and blast, and fire, and drill ye terriers, drill.
This afternoon, Ruth sang a song called The Cursed Farmer's Wife, or The Farmer's Cursed Wife. And she said that the old people in New England used to use it to scare their wives when they weren't acting just right. But the people in Ireland, when they decided to scare their wives, they really scared them with this little ditty.
Had a wife and got no good of her. Here is how I easy got rid of her. Took her out and chopped the head of her early in the morning. Seeing as how there was no evidence for the sheriff and his reverence, they had to call it an act of providence early in the morning. If you've a wife and got no good of her, here is how to easy get rid of her. Take her out and chop the head of her early in the morning.
I'm going to overstay my welcome and do one more. This is an old, very, very early American song of the before the Revolution even. And it, of course, has a very strong English flavor to it. There are an awful lot of parodies on this song. It's called The Pison Sarpent, which, when literally translated, means the poison serpent. And there are an awful lot of parodies, but this is the original, and it's a pretty good song, so I don't see much need for the parodies.
On Springfield Mountain there did dwell a likely youth I knew full well, Lieutenant Myrick's only son, a likely lad of 21. One early morning this lad did go down to the meadow the hay to mow. He scarce had mowed twice round the field when a pison serpent bit his heel. As he felt this mortal wound, he threw his scythe upon the ground. Straightway for home was his intent, crying aloud still as he went. The neighbors round his voice did hear, but none to him did thus appear. Again for workmen he did call, but 'twas alone this lad did fall. Careful father, as he went, seeking his son was his intent. And soon his only son he found, cold as a stone upon the ground. In 1761, 'twas this sad accident was done. Let it be warning unto all to be prepared when God doth call.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob, very, very much. I don't know whom we thank. Was it Dr. Kirkland? Dr. Kirkland, do we thank you for bringing Bob to us? Some good spirit sent him to us, and we are very, very grateful. Where's Lee Kaysen?
Right here.
Good. You may have the mic.
I'm not going to say very much except to say that this afternoon, those of you that saw it saw the Czech beseda. This evening, you're going to see the same group doing the Slovak beseda. This will be a completely different thing. And I've noted only one thing from previous years, that we have a good concrete platform, whereas on the old one, when they'd get really wound up on a chilly evening like this and they stomped, it really meant that they were stomping. Tonight it won't look quite about that way. So here they are.
Thank you.
this trunk.
They're in wrong places. I wonder.
First of all, I'd like to play for you a very beautiful thing that was recorded by Eddie Fisher and it was really popular not too long ago.